بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قام فيهم فذكر أن الجهاد في سبيل الله والإيمان بالله أفضل الأعمال. Still in this chapter of jihad, the virtues, the importance of jihad and the benefits of it, Hazrat Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion stood up amongst the Sahaba and gave a bayan. And in that bayan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that jihad is the most virtuous amal of deen. Jihad and iman, al-jihad fi sabilillah wal-iman. Making jihad and iman are the most virtuous actions of deen. فقام رجل فقال. One Sahabi رضي الله تعالى عنه then stood up and asked a question. يا رسول الله أرأيت إن قتلت في سبيل الله أتكفر عني خطاياي. That O Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is your opinion, what is your ruling with regard that if I have to go out in the path of Allah in jihad and I get killed in jihad, will all my sins be forgiven? This question he asked Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, نَعَمْ, yes. إِن قُتِلْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you get killed, you become a shaheed in the path of Allah when you are out in jihad. وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ, and you make sabr on that. Muhtasibun, and you hope for reward from Allah Ta'ala. You did it as an ibadat that Allah will reward you. Muqbilun, and you are going forward. Ghayru mudbirin, you are not turning back and running away, but you are going forward and fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then all your sins will be forgiven. Thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayfa qulta. After replying, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him again and asked, what did you say? Repeat your question again. Because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come and informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of one more condition in getting that reward. So he asked him to repeat his question again. قال, that Sahabi asked again, أرأيت إن قتلت في سبيل الله أتكفر عني خطاياي. O Allah's Rasul, what do you say, what is your opinion, that if I become shaheed when out in jihad in the path of Allah, will all my sins be forgiven? فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم then again replied that question and said, نعم, yes, all your sins will be forgiven. وأنت صابر, what the condition, that you are one who makes sabr, that you accept this as your lot from Allah Ta'ala. Muhtasibun, and you have hope of reward from Allah Ta'ala. You did it as an ibadat. Muqbilun, that you are going forward and fighting. Ghayru mudbirin, you did not turn around and run away from there. And then one more thing, which was the important thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, illa ad-dayn. However, your debt that you have, you owing somebody money, that won't be forgiven. All your other sins will be forgiven. So again, like in the previous hadith, this shows the great importance of settling our debts. We shouldn't just be taking loans, and we should not be unmindful. As we had mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah Ali says that when you have made a commitment to pay your debt, even if you have to sell some of your necessary things, sell it but meet your commitment and pay your debt. Today we are very, very negligent, and people are coming into big problems, taking, for example, loans which are not necessary, especially on the credit cards and from the bank. And with the interest that is involved, people are coming into big, big problems. So a person should not take a loan unless it is absolutely necessary. And if he has to take a loan, make sure that we pay it back properly on its time. فَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ قَالَ لِي ذَلِكَ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam came and informed me that I must add that the debt must be paid. Whatever you are owing people, make sure you pay them. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ. Hazrat Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال رجل وان صحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه said أين أنا يا رسول الله إن قتلت where will I be if I become شهيد if I get killed when I'm out in jihad قال في الجنة he said نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said your reward will be جنت you will be in جنت فألقى تمرات كن في يده and then the few khajurs that he had in his hand some dates he threw them one side and ثم قاتل حتى قتل and he started fighting in the path of Allah until he himself had become shaheed. In the next hadith that we will read, he said even, وَإِنَّهَا لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلًا How long it will take to eat this few khajurs, that life is too long, I can't wait so much. I want to reach my Jannat as soon as possible. That is a much more superior life. One friend of ours of Heidelberg, who passed away recently, just before passing away, he saw his son-in-law, Maulana Ahmad Sidat, in a dream. And he was ill, that person, the father-in-law. So Maulana told him, what you wasting your time in dunya? Come here, enjoyment is here. So that is the real life. And especially for a shaheed, what great enjoyments there are. When a person knows, gets that knowledge and yaqeen on it, he will never desire this dunya's life. He will be eager for that life which is much more better and superior.